this is a temporary holding cell over here that we've had to turn into a long-term housing.
As Vandenberg County Sheriff Dave Wedding gives us a tour of his jail, you can hear the frustration in his voice.
When I have a jail with 700-something inmates that's designed for 550, I don't think you need too many committees to understand we got a problem.
We're walking through a cell block that houses female inmates. Most of them are inside cells with doors, but in what used to be simply a common area for these women, filled with metal tables, there are several bunk beds pushed against the wall.
So this is designed that when a guard's not here, that everybody's locked away into these individual cells. So we got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. There's 16 people that we have to add to the 64 beds. And we've had more than that, too.
Legislators are discussing the issue as part of a study committee. Specifically, they're looking at how criminal code reform, passed in 2014, is impacting jail populations. Under those changes, level 6 felons now serve their sentences in county jails instead of state prisons. Christopher Johnston from KMS Consulting gave legislators a report this week of how much the state saved during the past fiscal year as a result of diverting level 6 felons to county jails.
It's roughly $4.2 million in fiscal year 17.
That amount includes the money saved by diverting those felons to county jails and the closure of Henryville Correctional Facility. But the state's savings is coming at a significant cost to counties. The state only pays them $35 a day for housing level 6 felons, and counties say that doesn't begin to cover the costs associated with overcrowding.
Actually, funding new officers is the issue.
That's Bartholomew County Jail Commander John Martosha. His facility is housing roughly 20 level 6 felons this week. That may not sound like much, but it exacerbates the problem for a jail that's already overcrowded. Over the past few months, he says inmates have attacked 6 officers here, including himself.
The tensions are high in the cell blocks due to the overcrowding, running out of room.
And here's what's crazy about the situation in Bartholomew County. The jail here has what many others don't, extra space. The old wing of the jail has 108 available beds, but they're sitting empty because there isn't enough money to hire more guards to staff the area. The county is pursuing an income tax increase to hire 5 additional officers.
We're still trying to get up to where we should be with the new part of the jail on staffing. Before we even think about opening the old part up.
Martosha says sending level 6 felons back to state prisons would help, but that won't magically solve all of the problems.
And I've got a file folder of things that we have done over the last couple of years.
Back in Evansville, Sheriff Wedding is working with a bipartisan committee of sheriffs from across the state to try and come up with comprehensive solutions to the problems fueling the exploding jail population. Until changes are made, he keeps a drawer full of paperwork in his office, ready in case of a lawsuit. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier.